Carl Azus. It's great to see you this Tuesday, August 18th. If you followed the news over the summer, you probably heard something about the Iran nuclear deal. It's an agreement reached by Iran and six other countries led by the U.S., and it concerns Iran's controversial nuclear program. For years, Iran has insisted the program was for peaceful purposes like nuclear power. Other countries, including the U.S., were concerned it was being used to make nuclear weapons. The international deal announced on July 14th is called the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. It gets rid of many international sanctions, these economic penalties on Iran. That could mean tens of billions of dollars will start flowing into Iran's economy. In exchange, Iran is required to significantly limit its nuclear program in the years to come and to allow international inspectors to investigate its facilities to make sure Iran lives up to that end of the deal. President Obama calls the agreement a good one, saying Iran's access to a nuclear bomb would speed up without the deal, and that there'll be another war in the Middle East without the deal. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani also called it a good agreement, saying the prayers of his nation have come true. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the deal itself would bring war and cause a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. He strongly opposes the deal with Iran, which has repeatedly threatened Israel in the past. And U.S. critics say President Obama's original goal was that Iran would end its nuclear program altogether, that this deal falls short of that. The U.S. Congress gets to weigh in on this. After a 60-day review period, lawmakers could vote to nullify, basically cancel out the U.S. part of the agreement. President Obama says he'll veto any legislation that prevents the Iran deal from going through. Congress could vote to override that veto, so we'll be keeping an eye on this in the weeks ahead.